KBA Mobile.
KBA K4OIM. How you doing this morning, David?
What kind of watch are you looking at? I thought it was afternoon.
I have to take 100 milligrams of amphetamine every night before I go to bed to keep me from having migraine headaches. And I hadn't taken any in about 2 months. I mean 2 weeks. And last night, I was down here on HF till about 11:30, and I went up to the house and sat there and talked to my daughter a little bit. And I went back there, I said, man, I better get back on my medication. And I took that thing, and I didn't wake up till 1:15 this afternoon.
That'll really get you messed up. Especially when you sleep that late in the day. I tell you, I used to take amitriptyline. Can't remember what they switched me to, but anyway, I used to take it.
I've had migraine headaches since I was about 12, and I've been on every kind of medication you can think of, and that none of it worked. And my doctor at the VA, I don't know, been about 8 years ago, he said, I'm going to try you on something that they use it for several different things, like depression and all of that. I said, man, I ain't depressed. Yeah, but in some studies, it's helped prevent migraines. And I was getting them maybe 2 or 3 a week. And when they put me on that amphetamine, they started me out at 10 milligrams and gradually got me up to 100. I may get one headache a year now. That's a sleeping late's a small price to pay to keep from getting one of those headaches. But if I stay on it every night, it don't bother me. But boy, afternoon now, I'm like a walking zombie.
Take 150 milligrams of it. I took it at night. I can't remember why they switched. I guess it wasn't working or something. I was taking it for depression, but I guess it just quit working.
What worked for me as far as keeping the migraine away? Boy, this rain put a damper on me getting my Cushcraft Tri-Bender beam up today. And it looks like it's supposed to be about this kind of weather for the next couple of days.
I think we're supposed to get some over here at Taylor's a little bit, but I think we're supposed to get
repeater up, but no audio. Just every once in a while I could catch a word or two of it, so I'll say 7-3, David, to maybe you get a better location.
The repeater receiving for the repeater is going up and down like crazy. I'm right here at Publix on Wade Hampton. This is kind of a noisy spot. So we'll talk to you later, KB4CPA.
KVAK4OIM 73, Dave. I'll talk to you later.
M4WHM testing. X, your radio is working.
I'm just testing out a backup radio and antenna setup. So thank you for the reply. This is M4WHM clear, Hartwell, Georgia.
KP4CBA mobile.
WHM, K4CBA, I believe.
Correct. Name here is David. How you doing today?
Doing good, David. This is Bill over here in Hartwell. I'm just playing with radios and set up a backup radio and antenna today.
But earlier, your signal sounds better into the repeater than it did earlier.
Mobile in the house. It's on a tower. I say tower. It's on a pole about 20 feet high. So it's definitely a little more power, a little better antenna.
Sounding good, man. I was headed to the grocery store, so I'm headed home. And I had to pick up some stuff, and I think we're going to eat a late lunch, early supper.
How's the weather over in Greenville? Has it been raining there?
A little rain evidently last night, and it's kind of drizzled, but it's just mostly just overcast, right? Since about, 11 o'clock.
Getting 0.67 inches of rain since this morning here in Hartwell, so we got a fairly decent rain, a little over a half inch.
I don't have a rain gauge. I haven't heard how much we've gotten so far, but I think there's more coming. Well, I'm pulling in the garage here, so I'm going to bail out of here on you and go inside and eat some barbecue. So I'll say 73s. I'll stick around for your final, Bill. Have a good rest of the day. KP4CBA.
Hey, sir. Well, enjoy your barbecue. Hope you have a great day. And 73s. This is M4WHM, Hartwell, Georgia. Clear.